The world is a beautiful but challenging place to live. And let's face it, life hits hard sometimes. So if you find your hopes and dreams and mental well-being needs a boost, you're tuned in to the right podcast. Welcome to Inspire Us with your host, J. Paul Nadeau, a former hostage negotiator turned motivational speaker and acclaimed author of Take Control of Your Life. And now, here's your host, J. Paul Nadeau.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Us. Today, I would like to try something different. I want to play a song to open this podcast with, and then I will comment on the lyrics and the singer. And now, just relax and listen to this wonderful song, I Will Survive.
First, I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And now you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here. Got some sad look upon your face. I should have changed my stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I had known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go. Walk out my door. Just turn around now. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one? You tried to hurt me with goodbye. Did you think I'd grumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh no, not as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. Without you, I got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give, and I'll survive you. I will survive you.
Thank you.
was right of you.
Now, wasn't that just beautiful? That, my friends, was my daughter Cassie Nadeau from Cassie Nadeau Music. And I will say that she is so talented. I love the blues and the raspiness in her voice, don't you? Now, the song itself speaks a lot. It speaks to letting go of someone and getting along without them when things don't work out. And in this particular case, in this particular story, she was let down by the person that she was with. And I will survive you is her message. I think, you know, as I reflect on life, this happens to many of us. We are often drawn to someone, their physical beauty, something about them that just intrigues us. And we become involved in a relationship with them, only to find out that maybe we were committed 150% to the relationship and they were not, or for whatever circumstances. But it's a reminder, too, that this story, it reminds me of some of the readings that I've been doing recently. And I've been reading some of the Buddha's teachings and philosophies. I'm not becoming a Buddhist, just want to let you guys know that. But I do appreciate the philosophies of many of the great thinkers and leaders and spiritual leaders of yesteryear and even of today. And Buddha talks about the teaching, well, he teaches impermanence. And I'm going to read a little something that I got off of ChatGPT about Buddha's teachings. And in it, it says, Buddha's teachings on impermanence are deeply profound and resonate across cultures and times. He emphasizes the concept of anicca, which translates to the impermanence or transience of something. This principle asserts that all conditioned phenomena, whether material or mental, are in a constant state of flux. Nothing remains static. Everything undergoes change. In one of his discourses, the Buddha stated, "Everything that has a beginning has an ending. Make your peace with that, and all will be well." This encapsulates the essence of impermanence. He urged his followers to recognize impermanence not as a source of despair, but as a gateway to wisdom and liberation. The teaching encourages us to let go of attachment to fleeting experiences and material possessions, understanding that they are impermanent and ultimately unsatisfactory. Instead, it invites us to a collective and deeper awareness and appreciation of the present moment, recognizing the beauty and richness of life's transient nature. Now, I could go on with what this ChatGPT clip has to say, but I just want to talk about that for a moment. When I read this, it was a reminder that even though we should not be, I guess we should not be pulled in by physical and material things, even relationships can often leave us. And this is true when someone dear to us passes away. And in some way, I looked on this and I'm thinking about some of the dear people that have left me in my life. My mother passed away a few years back, and I had a dear friend, Heather, who passed away during COVID, and many, many more. But these two in particular, I have been thinking about, and listening to the Buddha's teaching sort of calmed my soul that, yes, they're still with me, but nothing is permanent. I don't know what you're going through in your life, whether you've had someone like this song, this beautiful song by Cassie. Her rendition of it is absolutely gorgeous, but maybe you've had someone that has walked out on you or that you've walked out on them or whatever the circumstances may be, and here they are trying to get back into your life, but you know it's not the right thing for you to do. Are you ready to let go? Are you ready to move on with your life? And as the song says, are you ready to, well, take control of your life? And that's I will move on. I will survive. And those are my thoughts for today's podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And by the way, if you liked that song, which I'm kind of guessing that you do, I would highly recommend for you to follow Cassie Nadeau on YouTube and also on Instagram, and she's also on TikTok. She's got an album, a CD that she's released a couple years back, and this is one of her latest songs, and you will absolutely love the talent that this young woman has, and I encourage you to support her and to follow her, and thank you for listening. This has been my podcast with you, and my message to you is, let's remember that nothing is permanent and that everything is transient, but let's live in the moment and make the best of each and every moment. Let's cherish and work on the relationships that we have, because one day they may not be here for us, and we will be left without that person in our life. They'll always live in our spirit, but why don't we do the very best that we possibly can in this moment while they're still with us to make the very best of each and every moment? Thank you. You have been listening to Inspire Us.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for another insightful episode. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button and leave your comments. For more information, check out our website at www.inspireus.ca. Remember, it's not what happens to us that matters most. It's how we respond to what happens to us that does. Stay strong and resilient.